Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
One of the most tragic things about my life is that I have so much potential and I had to deal with very evil people when I was in my childhood. And but on the other side, I was able to try to take it and use it to be an artist. You know, one of the reasons why I became a rock and roller, because I had so many bad experiences. I had a very traumatic, bad experience as an adult now because of strangers near me, white, black, and brown, doesn't matter, different races. They had mental problems who wanted to take my dreams away and perhaps have made a good effort in doing so. Had these dangerous white men who's racist, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, he's racist. He didn't want me to be an attorney. And they've called, you know, and this woman, and these black people didn't want me to be an attorney, go to law school, because they didn't want me to be like Obama. I did not go to law school to be Obama, which is very dangerous. I went to law school because I had bad experiences, and I had to have something to fall back on because I didn't make any music. What I really wanted to do is be in the music industry, and they had made a great deal to try to stop me from doing that too, through theft, allegations, fraud, and so on. I'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to be in law school since 2007 because I was out here for several years trying to be a musician. And that's what I really want to do, sing, write songs. And I didn't find the right band, and I didn't get I wasn't lucky to find the right person who could help me get to the next level. So I was forced to go to school. And I don't regret it because, you know, education and freedom is another form of a dream. And so these individuals were jealous of me in the neighborhood, Humboldt, and in high school. They didn't like me getting a BA or MA. They didn't even like me getting a doctorate. But they didn't want me to be a lawyer for ulterior motives. They were jealous of me. They, as we know, I didn't do well in the law LSAT, you know, because it wasn't up my alley. And I finally got a decent grade to go to law school. And now these people are trying to undermine my potential to go to law school by calling the dean, calling people with lies about me so I don't graduate. They also made up stories. I mean, these are allegations they made. I don't know if they called the dean of my school, but it was really evil. I didn't, you know, I'm trying to be a lawyer because I wanted to do something good for myself and fight against crime and stuff like that. It had nothing to do with being a politician. I don't have no goal to be a politician. There are lots of politicians who don't have law degrees. But I'm going to try to be an attorney because I want to have something to fall back on. But when I have somebody calling UWA or calling the school or making up stories about me, and the other reason why they didn't want me to be a lawyer because they didn't want to see me, they wanted to try to take me down or try to come up with some scheme to put me into some public guardianship or try to put me in jail or something because of their racism and ulterior motives. And that's so evil and atrocious. And I think they belong in federal penitentiary for what they're doing and what they said. To want to take my dreams to stop me from being an attorney or being in the music industry because of simple jealousy and lack, because they don't want to see me be a success. I mean, these people are dangerous. Why is I'm attracting this psychopath to me? These are drug traffickers and dealers and criminals. Just because I want to be in law school does not want mean I want to be Obama. I mean, Obama was a gift. He had a gift that he wanted to be Obama, wanted to be a politician. But just personally, I do not even consider myself in the same realm because I have no interest in being in politics. And he had a much better life and childhood than I could ever imagine. And he is so different. But I don't want to be compared to somebody. And I think it's because of my race. These ignorant people think I'm going to law school because I want to because I'm black. That's so ignorant, and something is wrong with them mentally. There are a bunch of black men and women who got their law degrees and became attorneys, who went to school before and after Obama, who did not go to school because of Obama. There are lots of attorneys, black, white, and brown, who went to school and they did not become politicians. So when they trying to stop me from being a success in law, it was a tragic situation for me because I've already struggled in music, which I really want to do because I'm in Los Angeles. I wanted to make it in music. And to hear or to see somebody, this woman coming over to my home and her boyfriend and these hoodlums, I mean, they're drug addicts, they sit on their ass, they commit crimes. I'm not involved with any, I don't hang out with drug dealers or drug users or criminals or people who have criminal records or evil people because they're dangerous. They want to stop me from being a success simply because of jealousy or simply because they want to have a tear me down for no apparent reason. I don't even know them. So, you know, my life has been very traumatic and it's very, very horrific dealing with dangerous, evil people. These people have nothing better to do spending years trying to tear me down for no apparent reason. And I don't know them. So as I said before, they have a severe mental illness. They outside on the street. They live in apartments or whatever. I don't know why I attract this element to me. I don't hang out with people who are dangerous. So it's about wanting to take my dreams for no reason or self-centered motives. These people belong in prison or in a mental hospital. I was told several times not to let someone take my dream away. And I can't just sit back and just give up because of what somebody done. However, if they done any of these allegations, call the dean of UWA, or try to give me a grade that I didn't deserve, or contact people. They committed a felony. You know, it's a crime to make up stories or defame people. But it's really sad that I had to experience this, especially from some stranger, or, you know, or who go and ignorant people who are going by race, or who are so, I mean, it really is, I mean, that really is wrong. Now, with the music thing, yes, they wanted to take my dreams away. And they may have done a lot to try to take my dreams away in music, going around saying that they're using my songs on samples, as I mentioned before, saying they impersonated me, used my music. They got hundreds of thousands of dollars for my songs. They went to a record company, Sony. They said that they may have. They used melodies that I had on my MasterWriter account, and that is so wrong. These people didn't write a damn thing. They're up there saying, I ain't going to never make it. I ain't going to never make it in music. They're using my songs for rap or rock or telling people in the industry that I'm not well enough or I can't make it and stuff like that. That is pure evil. Wanted to take my dreams away for their evil, low-life motives. I don't know why I attract these elements. These people got a severe mental illness. They live on the street or live, or they're very dangerous. Black, white, or brown people who are evil should not be living among anybody, especially someone who has a dream like me or you. And when I say you who's listening to this podcast. I suffer so much trauma and so many bad experiences with this. that I have to always be careful who I deal with. I have contacted the police, and I am going to file a lawsuit if any of these allegations are true, because when they call a school or use my material or impersonate me, they committed a crime of forgery, fraud, as well as defamation. I mean, if my dreams are taken away because of this is unfair. I'm the one who wrote this music. I wrote the music. I paid it out of my pocket to have these demos, those pop demos, to be made. Like, I really want to be with you. I really want to get to know you. I don't like when this type of trash come over here who has a severe mental problem or some criminal element who have nothing better to do to sit on their ass and try to tear me down or destroy my dreams simply because they don't have the capacity to make their own music or to take care of themselves. I don't want to attract a dangerous lowlife garbage who should not be even coming near me or anybody doing things like that. I say that out of anger because of what I experienced. It was very traumatic. I had to call the police and file restraining orders. They even came up with this plan to try to put, because I own a little condo, to put me in the hospital so I can lose my home. They didn't like me owning a home. I mean, I am trying to continue with my dreams. I experienced so much so many bad experiences just simply because I have a dream and have the talent to write a song or have ambitions to be a lawyer as something to fall back on. And, you know, it's very hard. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to do the best I can. But what I'm trying to say is that when a criminal or a dangerous predator who I don't know, who I consider extremely dangerous, or who say crazy things, or mentally ill, deranged people who come over to my home to try to tear me down simply because I have a dream, really makes me so angry. I don't want those type of people around me. They, you know, criminals take dreams away. So it really is sad. You know, I do believe in God, and I sometimes I wonder why did God put me in a situation where I attracted these dangerous people coming over to me, trying to tear me down because they don't want to see me succeed when they sit on their ass and commit crimes all day, all their lives, do drugs, do illegal things, hurt people. I can't let them take my dreams away. One of my dreams has to come true. All of them have to come true. Why would I let a dangerous predator, a black woman, or a racist white man, or a dangerous Latino, a thug, come over to my home and trying to tear me down simply because they're jealous of my talent and want to take my dreams away? That's not fair. These are mentally ill, deranged, dangerous people who should be behind bars, who are in a locked facility themselves, because I cannot let them take my dream away. It would be a very tragic, horrific situation. These people don't have no morals. I don't owe anything to them. They should stop looking at my skin color and making comparisons to another person who has a similar skin color. We're two different people. I didn't go to school for some ignorant, idiotic idea to be like Obama, which is so insanely deranged. I went to law school because I wanted to succeed and be something in law. I wanted to make my real dream, well, that's not my real dream, but the original dream, the dream I always have, the reason why I came to L.A. was to be in the music industry. I did not do it for fun like these people want me to do it. I did not do it to just make and that's it. I did it to be in the professional industry. And they wanted to hinder my potential. They said they used my songs without my permission. That's a crime. Why would I attract these dangerous low-life predators to me? They sit on their ass for years hurting innocent people and doing evil things. This is one reason why I cannot deal or work with or be around or live with or hang out with a criminal, a mentally ill, deranged person who, because of these bad experiences. I cannot hang out with no sociopath or no con artist. I had to be careful who I hang out with. It was a very traumatic experience, but in spite of it all, I am not going to give up on my dreams. I'm going to do the best I can, whether I pass or whatever. If I'm going to do the best I can, because life is too short. I'm not here to be a victim or to be somebody who a crime victim or be a statistic. I'm here to try to be somebody. And hopefully, who is listening, you go for your dreams and don't let no evil, deranged person stop you. I'm dealing with a deranged person because I don't even know these people and I never will and I don't want to. I'm not on this planet to be, I didn't want to be born on this planet to come to Hollywood to deal with some deranged low IQ or some deranged dangerous person or some mentally ill person who wants to tear me down simply because they're jealous of me or want to take advantage of me or see me as a victim, because that's exactly what has happened. I ain't no victim. I can't let them take advantage of me. And I can't let them take my dreams away. They belong in prison. They're dangerous black people. They should have went to prison. A dangerous white man should be in prison, Latino man. They're not supposed to be coming near people like me or you or anybody who's good. I can't let them take my dreams away. And don't you let them, no evil, deranged stranger or anybody, whether you know them or not, take your dreams away. That's not fair. That's wrong. It's wrong for them to try to take my dreams away. It's wrong for them to try to do illegal things or commit crimes. They belong in, they are evil. But karma will come back to them. I know I believe in God, and God will show them the way. I let God take over, but I have to protect myself, call law enforcement when necessary, and continue to go for my dreams and do the best I can to make my dreams come true. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.